The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, September 17, 2017. It is sponsored today by Adam and Tammy Geyer in memory of Wallace.
How about a hand for the band this morning? We have some talented musicians at Holy Trinity, and boy, that is absolutely true. Grateful to partner in ministry together. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ben Hilding, one of the new pastors around here. My wife and I are co-pastors. Alicia's in the narthex this morning. Alicia, can you wave? There we go. There she is. So we'll kind of go by, one of us will be in charge of the church in the sanctuary, one of us will be in charge of the church in the narthex on Sunday morning. So if you have any prayer concerns, things like that, I invite you to connect with her. But we're all here gathered together in worship today. It's great to be together. We've been looking forward to this day for a while. Well, I believe the bells are going to process in, and I might have jumped the gun and given announcements, but... All right, let's have the bells coming in as we enjoy their beautiful music.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bell Choir. At this time, I invite you to stand as we begin with a word of confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us now confess our sin against God and one another, pausing for a moment of silent reflection. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And for His sake, God forgives you all your sin. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Amen. We may be seated as we sing our hymn of praise. Let us pray. O Lord God, merciful Judge, you are the inexhaustible fountain of forgiveness. Replace our hearts of stone with hearts that love and adore you, that we may delight in doing your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Genesis, the 50th chapter. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave us this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father. Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. Here ends the reading.
Our gospel is from Matthew, the 18th chapter. I'll read the first couple verses and conclude there. Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of my church or of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" And Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times." So this is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, Pastor Alicia and I are so excited to partner with you in ministry. As the funny kickoff video mentioned this past week, we are grateful to join your team here at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. And as we do, it'll take us a little while to get used to each other a little bit, and I want you to know we're going to do our best to listen. We're going to listen close because we want to know how things work around here. And as I've been listening, I'm pretty sure I heard loud and clear that when it comes to preaching here, the longer the sermon, the better. So I'll try to wrap this up in 45 minutes or more. I'll do my best. And for those of you who are turning to your neighbor asking desperately, "Is he serious?" I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding. But today I do want to keep the message fairly simple. I want to say a little bit about our story. And for those who may be new to Holy Trinity, maybe say a little bit about Holy Trinity's story. And then I want to say a little bit about a story we share. And that's the story of God. So first, a word about us. My name is Ben Hilding, and I'm co-pastors with my best friend and partner, Alicia. Some may say Alicia, but from the get-go, I just want you to know it's Alicia, like Muhammad Alicia. So let's try, let's say that together. One, two, three, Alicia. Perfect, wonderful. And in case you were wondering, we know that we are on the younger end of pastors. I admit that at a recent confirmation service, I was mistaken as one of the confirmation students. So when it comes to confirmation services or Christmas services or Easter services, when you have family come in from out of town and during the service, one of us is preaching and they whisper to you, "Boy, they seem pretty young to be pastors." You can say, "They know. They've heard that before." We know. So Alicia and I have been married on coming up on 9 years, and we met at Gustavus Adolphus College. And just for kicks, I want to know if there are any other Gusties who are here. All right, we got a few Gusties. All right, great. All right, wonderful. Okay, and although we both love the church, I have to admit, neither of us were dead set on becoming pastors when we met. But it was after we were married, a professor of ours sat us down, and maybe what was implicit became explicit when he said, "I want you to think about going to seminary together." And although we didn't know where the path would lead, we felt like the journey of learning about God and of learning about each other in the context of seminary, that'd be a wonderful foundation for life and for marriage. So today we find ourselves as co-pastors, and I admit we haven't done this before. We haven't been co-pastors of a church before. And so as we live into these roles, I ask for your grace as we figure out what this looks like and what this is like. And although we haven't been co-pastors before, we have had a lot of fun working together in various settings. So we met on a ministry team, student-led ministry team. I was the slides guy in the back, the PowerPoint, and Alicia was the hospitality, the well committee lead. And then right out of college, we worked at church together. I was the youth guy, and Alicia was the office coordinator. And then we worked in the dish room together. We worked as caretakers of an apartment complex together, and we were pastors together, associate pastors together at two large, wonderful churches together before coming here. So although we haven't been co-pastors together, we've really enjoyed and really believe in working together and have had a lot of fun doing that. And one of the most important jobs we have that we do together is we parent together. We've got a 2-year-old named Miriam who's back there, and she's an amazing girl, and she's at the I do it phase of her life. So halfway through the sermon, she'll say, "Daddy, sit down, I do it." No, I don't know what she'll do, but I want you to know that we think faith is caught, not taught. And so we want to have Miriam in worship with us. And so if you've got kids with you, we welcome you to bring your kids or grandkids or neighbor kids or stranger kids. Invite them on in. We welcome kids in worship, and we know that means we'll have crying kids. We know that means we'll have applesauce spills once in a while. We know that means we'll have stinky diapers in the trash in the bathroom. But we believe that the intergenerational community of faith, that's what the family of God looks like, sounds like, and even smells like. So for Alicia and I, just as we're equal partners in marriage and equal partners as parents, same goes when we're co-pastors of a church. So one of us isn't the senior, one of us the associate, the subordinate. We are equals, side by side, teammates with differentiated roles and responsibilities. And we are excited because this is, in a lot of ways, a dream come true. And even though we're Scandinavians, and this is our first Sunday as pastors here, we feel like we've already got a few connections with Holy Trinity of New Prague. One quick connection of New Prague, we were walking downtown, and we saw the O'Neill brothers, and we realized they were from here, O'Neill brothers. We danced to an O'Neill brothers song as our first dance at our wedding. It's pretty neat. And my dad, Grandpop's duty today, he grew up in St. Peter, and he went to a dentist in New Prague, a crazy guy by the name of George Wynn, when he was growing up. And then actually, I didn't realize this, but my grandmother told me, and Alicia, this isn't the first time someone from our family's been a pastor at Holy Trinity. Her cousin, Jan, was married to Pastor Lynn Strand, who was a pastor here in the late 60s and 70s. So although this is our first Sunday here, we already feel like we've got roots that run deep, and we are grateful to call New Prague and Holy Trinity home. And while that's a little bit about us, you'll hear more about us as we go, I'm sure, but I want to say a little bit about the story of Holy Trinity today. So started in 1947, this congregation began not because there weren't other churches in town, but because a certain kind of church was still missing. So this church started on the corner of 3rd Street and 1st Avenue. In the mid-1970s, the congregation had outgrown its quarters. And so the first service was held here, this location, in December of 1978. Just for kicks, who remembers that service? First service here. Wow. Let's give these people a hand. So fast forward a couple decades through a couple building projects, additions, fast forward to 2011 when the only pastor, a majority of the staff, and roughly half the congregation left Holy Trinity to begin an LCMC church in town. And it was around that point that this church had to decide whether or not to close the doors. But there were a group of you that saw that if these doors were closed, a certain kind of church would be missing from the New Prague community. And so for those of you who decided to keep these doors open, for those of you who decided to remain committed to the ELCA, Pastor Alicia and I echo the sentiment expressed by Interim Pastor Hansley that you are heroes. So congregation members literally stepped up and were handed keys from the staff members as they vacated because they believed that there was more to the story of Holy Trinity. And I just want to say that for Pastor Alicia and myself, This story is part of what attracted us to Holy Trinity. So we want to hear your stories. We want to partner with you in ministry, learning from each other, because we know, we believe there's something special about these people who are here. And we also know in the past 6 years, many others have joined the mission of Holy Trinity as well. One by one, the congregation has grown, and so has the staff. And since 2011, especially under the leadership of Pastor Eric Thompson, Holy Trinity embarked on an impressive strategic plan. You all know this, naming and claiming 8 areas of emphasis in the years to come. So with the population growth of the greater New Prague area, Holy Trinity is well positioned geographically and well positioned, I believe, missionally to make a difference in this community for years to come. I'll share a quick story. I remember back in seminary, a forward-thinking professor of ours had a class of seminary students, and her topic was to look at zip codes of communities in Minnesota, and to look at zip codes that were not being served by a local ELCA church. And at the top of her list was the zip code for Elko New Market. And she said, if I were to start a church, I would start one somewhere right around here. And although I think it's much more advantageous to grow a church than start from scratch, I think that bug was planted in our heads, kind of keeping an eye out for this area someday down the line. So I said a little bit about our story. I said a little bit about Holy Trinity's story. And today I want to say a little bit about a story we share, and that's God's story. For we believe in a God of new beginnings. And today, I want to focus on a Romans passage a little bit. So if you could look at your bulletin, if you have your bulletin, it's on the back of your bulletin. The Romans chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. It says, we do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Friends, in life and in death, we are the Lord's. And I want to share a little bit about this letter to Romans. You see, Paul had begun churches in Greece and in areas of Asia that are now Turkey. And now he was doing something new. He was writing to Rome, the capital city of the Roman Empire. And what happened in Rome, I think, is kind of interesting. Because in the year 49 of the Common Era, Emperor Claudius, everyone say Emperor Claudius, he had expelled the Jews and the Christians from Rome. So many left, but some stayed. In other words, their church had split. And the people who stayed had to figure out how to be church after many of their people had left. Well, a few years later, Emperor Claudius died and Emperor Nero took over, and that allowed some Christians to return back to Rome. So new people had begun to move to Rome, and the church now became this mixture of people who stayed through the split as well as new folks to town. And according to Paul, God took this place where the doors were almost closed and said, that's where I want to build my church. And Paul spoke to the community because their story spoke to him. Paul knew personally that God was a God of new beginnings. If anyone did not deserve to be called into ministry, it was Paul. Paul had previously persecuted the church, but God took this man and called him to be the greatest evangelist of all time. God takes people and places where the doors were almost closed, and says, that's who and that's where I want to build my church. Friends, today's a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. God has called us to be partners in ministry. We have work to do and a journey to share. But we have a God who promises that in death and in life, we are the Lord's. For the sake of the community and for the sake of the gospel, may God bless the ministry and mission of Holy Trinity that this next chapter brings. Amen. Let us now confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you this day and keep you always in his grace. Amen. And before we go, a quick blessing. As you go on your way today, be comforted in knowing that Christ goes with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you watching over you, and within you to give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. May we go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.